FHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The sawmill company in northern Wisconsin that had a workplace injury resulting in the death of a 16-year-old employee in June has agreed to pay a fine and comply with federal labor laws. The investigation into the teen's death at Florence Hardwoods found three other children were injured at the sawmill in recent years. The company also had children working outside of permitted hours and illegally operating machinery. Florence Hardwoods has agreed to pay almost $200,000 in penalties to the U.S. Department of Labor. A new package of bills in the state assembly seeks to improve conditions for workers in Wisconsin. Representative Katrina Shanklin says the package would not only help workers, but Wisconsin's labor shortage, too.
I think any time you raise wages and give workers a voice in the workplace, you're going to have workers want to go to that workplace.
The Workers First labor package is 10 bills. Among other things, they would restore collective bargaining for public employees and set up a uniform prevailing wage. Another Wisconsin man is charged with storming the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Nate Wegehout reports.
40-year-old Joseph Catani of Colgate, Wisconsin, faces two felony charges of civil disorder and assaulting officers. Court documents say he grabbed a Capitol Police officer's face shield and pulled his head around. He then entered the Capitol building and remained inside for about 20 minutes. Video of the riot shows Catani attacking the officer and entering the Capitol, and the complaint says he later confirmed that the video was of him. Catani also faces several misdemeanor charges. He is at least the 10th Wisconsin native to be charged for participating on January 6th. Nate Wickiehout, Civic Media News.
A top official in Wisconsin state government is on administrative leave. Terry Bell with more.
No one's saying why, since the investigation into Senate Chief Clerk Michael Queensland is still underway. The Journal Sentinel reports Queensland's access to state buildings was revoked on August 23rd. The chief clerk is a nonpartisan post that oversees administration and record keeping for the Senate. The chief clerk also serves as the Senate's parliamentarian and chief operating officer. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The wild rice harvest in Wisconsin is underway. Wild rice is central to Ojibwe culture in northern Wisconsin and many other native tribes throughout the state. The wild rice found in Wisconsin and Minnesota lakes, rivers, and other flowages cannot be found anywhere else in the world. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced last week that harvest opportunities are limited this year due to drought conditions. A school bus and a city bus collided in Racine on Wednesday afternoon. The school bus was not transporting children at the time of the accident. Six people between the two buses had to be taken to the hospital. Local authorities are investigating the accident. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for dairy processor grants now through October 13th. These grants aim to foster innovation, improve profitability, and sustain the long-term viability of Wisconsin's dairy processing facilities. A total of $500,000 is available as part of Governor Evers' biennial budget. Grants will be awarded for projects up to $75,000 and 2 years in duration. Processors are required to provide a match of 20% of the grant amount and chosen through a competitive selection process. Visit datcp.wi.gov for more information. FRM Music Fest is taking place in Wisconsin Rapids this Saturday. The fest runs from 1 to 9 p.m. at Robinson Park. The Kids Zone is open from 1 to 6:30 and free for kids age 12 and under. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI.
The Brewers are in the Bronx. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Yankees in New York. Catcher William Contreras says he'd like to stay with the team, but so far has not been offered an extension. Craig Counsell says that Contreras has become one of the team's most consistent hitters.
He's in a good streak right now for sure and feeling good. Feels like a chance for damage every time he's up and having really good at-bats.
Milwaukee now with just a two-game lead ahead of the Cubs in the NL Central Division after losing their last series in Pittsburgh. The crew will set send Colin Ray to the mound against the Yankees' Luis Severino. First pitch at 6:05. College football, the Badgers head west to play Washington State. The Cougars won their opener 50-24 over Colorado State, showing a lot of speed on offense. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell.
Yeah, I think this is going to be faster than what we've been probably experiencing for the most part through spring and through fall. So the good news is we've gotten some work at it, but it's always different when all of a sudden you get, especially you go on the road, you get in a new environment, you get the anxiety of actual game. So those kinds of things are really critical.
Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30. NFL, the Lions upset the Chiefs 21-20 last night. Lions head coach Dan Campbell on getting the win at Arrowhead.
This was a tough environment to come play in. And to that's why I'm excited, because I can't wait to get back to Ford Field, because you know how loud that is. I know our place is going to be louder than this. I believe it with everything.
In Green Bay, the Packers' Romeo Doubs was back on the practice field for the first time after dealing with a hamstring injury, but Christian Watson was still out. The Packers faced the Bears at Soldier Field in Chicago on Sunday. Game time 3:25. In the offseason, the Bears picked up receiver DJ Moore in a trade with Carolina. Moore was a first-round pick for the Panthers. I asked defensive coordinator Joe Barry on what he sees on tape.
You know what he was in Carolina. You know him by reputation, but how exactly are they going to use him? Really good player. It's a guy that we're going to have our antennas on, because he's a guy that can change the game.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we're feeling good around here. You got your host, James J. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
And we're joined by our good friend, Mr. Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, you guys.
How's it going over there today?
Going well. How about for you?
You're finally speaking my language with this weather.
Oh, yeah.
No, for real. Like, I love this.
Yeah, Terry's been waiting and waiting and waiting for these days where we have highs of in the 70s and all that. Paul, how is it looking for our weekend?
Yeah, if you like, if you're in a Terry's cup of tea with the weather, I think you're going to like what's being served for a while. Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be a tea party, I guess, if you will.
Excellent.
Nice.
Excellent. Yes.
The next several days are still going to be taking our way to some 60s to around 70, really, for the most part, for the next week to 10 days ahead here. And those overnight lows, mostly in the 40s to around 50 as well. As we finish out the work week today, still seeing more cloud cover, but some partial sun, some breaks here and there as we get later today with our highs to about 70, north wind 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 47, and then Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun, upper 70s for highs, 56 Saturday night. Clouds thicken up Saturday night, maybe a few showers late, still looking cloudy with some scattered showers Sunday, near 70 for the high Sunday, 53, some shower chances into Sunday night yet. And then just an isolated shower chance Monday and Tuesday. Otherwise, more clouds, some sunny breaks, 67. Monday and Tuesday, overnight lows, mid-upper 40s into midweek. So very much in a pocket of fall weather here. Mm-hmm.
Puts a little spring in my step.
Yeah.
I love it.
Absolutely. It's kind of funny, the terminology you use.
Yeah, okay. Poor choice of words.
That was good. That was good. I liked it. Paul, you got anything lined up this weekend?
Definitely watching some football. We got get college and NFL going now.
So, yes.
Yeah. Excellent.
A little of that.
That is awesome, Paul. That's good to hear. And same here. That is part of my main gig this weekend, is taking in as much football as I can. I hear you.
Exactly. I think we have to be worried now. Detroit's division foe, we need to worry about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. TV. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are. Yeah. Which I don't know how many times in human history we've said that, but it is true. It is true. You got to watch out for those lines right now. Appreciate you, Paul.
Exactly.
We'll talk some more Monday. You have a good weekend.
And have a great weekend.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, you guys too.
Thanks, Paul. Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trombley, the Weather Eye Weather Center.
He's like my hero today.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I thought you'd be happy with that. I was looking at the forecast for this weekend with all these events we got going on in town, and was just seeing how the weather was. I saw today's. I'm like, oh, I know at least my co-host is going to be happy. That is for sure. Big thank you, though, to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Appreciate them joining us Monday through Friday right in this time slot. We have got a lot to cover today, Terry. We got 2 hours and about 15 hours of show.
Oh, perfect.
So that should work good.
Hey, we just run over.
We got fun things lined up for you. We're going to get a shirt on you today. We've got our new WFHR and WIRI shirts. We want to get one of those on you. In just a little bit, we're going to be doing some celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. After Melissa's news, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. We're going to play a famous TV theme song. You go ahead and call up as long as you haven't won anything in 30 days. You'll win yourself a family pack of four from our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Are we done with game shows?
Not just yet. Not just yet. Okay. We got a couple more, but we had to do one for today.
All right.
We've got
getting a little worried.
In the 9 o'clock hour, Seth is going to kick in. He'll pitch hit for that hour, and we're going to be talking with Mike Clemens to kick things off. Mike is, of course, our head of sports here at Civic Media, and you hear Mike's sounders and his breaks right before we jump on the air here. We're going to preview the Green Bay Chicago game a little bit with Mike.
Oh, cool.
Talk a little bit about that, and afterwards we'll get into some entertainment news and some that ain't right stories, good stories of the day. We have plenty to cover in this area when it comes to our local events. Tomorrow is jam-packed. There is something for everybody. There is a lot going on.
No complaining. There's nothing to do.
No, I don't want to hear one bored person anything, especially come Monday. But Terry, I wanted to start things off with the United Way because we won't be able to wrap up with our good story of the day on you guys. And kicked off our we're accepting things for Day of Caring that started.
Yeah, absolutely. So Day of Caring is on Saturday, October 21st, and we are accepting volunteers at this time. So you do have to pre-register. Mm-hmm. Just it helps us with how much breakfast, because we do provide hot breakfast, and then also for t-shirts. So we do ask volunteers to pre-register. You can do that by visiting uwswac.org, and you can click right on the Day of Caring banner, or in the events tab, you can select Day of Caring. And we also are still taking registrations for homes. So if you are elderly or disabled, don't have the ability to clean up your yard for winter yourself, you can get on the list. The way that you do that is by calling 211 between 8 and 5 Monday through Friday, and we will get you added. A couple of just real easy questions, of course, mm-hmm. Where your address is. And then they also will want to know how many trees you have, because mm-hmm. it helps us with how many people we dispatch, right? Like if you have 8 trees versus 1 tree, mm-hmm. it's just a difference. And then if you are a homeowner that qualifies, our goal this year is to rake 100 yards that day. Yeah. So that's a really cool, kind of fun, bold goal. So putting that out there. But do want to remind homeowners that they are responsible for the bags. So if your municipality requires bagging, and most, I believe all now require paper bags, you can't use plastic.
Yeah.
So you are responsible for that, and you can get those at many local retailers. But just be thinking about that, that you need to provide that. So really looking forward to that. And then, of course, our campaign is kicked off. So we are, fundraising for programming to be provided in the community in 2024. Mm-hmm. And there are 30 local programs that we help to fund, 10 initiatives and 6 coalitions. So there is a lot going on in the community, mm-hmm. Really thinking about how we continue to make this community a better place for all. And United Way is the way to do that.
It's one of our favorite days of the year. You drive around town here and seeing all those shirts, all those people working in these yards and everything. And it's just such a sense of unity. And you don't get that as much as we'd like to in society. It's a great day. You can find out more again by going to uwswac.org. Be sure to sign up and spread the word about this to families that you might think be able to be helped by this.
Absolutely.
And everything. Terry, I wanted to dive into an important topic, Crocs. We are going to dive into Crocs.
We were just talking about Crocs at our office yesterday.
Oh, were you? Yeah.
Because Ben walked through with a pair on, and Stephanie's like, "What is on your feet?"
I wouldn't picture Ben as a Croc guy.
Yeah. Well, he was going out to cut the grass.
Oh, that
so in his defense, yeah, yeah. He's like, "I don't want to wreck my dress shoes."
No.
That's exactly what he said, though. He's like, "Back off,
Crocs." They say in this article, Crocs are already ugly. I think that eye of the beholder kind of thing. I agree. I think that they are ugly, but I know plenty of people that love them and like them and all that. So to each their own. It's part of their appeal, though, is the ugly kind ofness to them. It seems so. Why not keep just go all in? New Crocs that look like the character Shrek are suddenly the hottest footwear on the planet. No one even owns a pair yet. They went viral after photos hit the internet on Wednesday, according to Google. They've been a top trending search this week. They're normal lime green Crocs, but the back strap is furry to look like his brown vest, and they come with gibbets.
Yeah, gibbets, that's the little decorative things that you pop through the hole.
Oh, yep. Gotcha.
Yep, okay. Yep.
That you can stick on the top that look like his ears and nose. Crocs says the kids' version will cost $50, the adult $60. They hit the Croc website and select stores next Wednesday. It's not clear if they're doing it, why they're doing it now, but a fifth installment of the franchise is supposedly in the works. The original Shrek came out over 20 years ago in 2001. So I don't know. Terry,
okay,
if you
they're
can
pretty
see
cool.
These.
I'm looking at them. I also see a kid's version that's the opposite, where they're like purple to look like Fiona.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. I mean,
I can tell you why they're doing this right now. For one, Shrek is still kind of popular.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big character and everything, but it's huge with the younger generation. The younger, you were talking under 20 here. They love Shrek. It's all over TikTok. It's all over a bunch of different things. There's been like kind of a resurgence with it over the last year with Shrek. So
they're just
hitting on the market.
I'm thinking about the furry adventure straps because seriously, those are going to be so disgusting.
I can't imagine.
One of my daughters had, so there are lined Crocs, you know, for like winter. And even those start to get a little, they're like slippers, really.
Yeah,
but you know, one thing, I don't know. I think they're kind of cute, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I would not wear those.
I could never see you in those.
I have a pair of Crocs, just plain black ones, that I got when Crocs first came out because we sold them at Yonkers.
Yeah.
And so we had this little competition going and that kind of thing. So I have those, but you know what I use them for is when I go out and water all my plants in the morning.
Yeah,
like I just have them by the door, like... Well, I have mud boots too, but I don't need to pull on a whole boot.
Yeah,
it's just something. Yeah. And they keep the water off, you know, because usually the grass is dewy at that time. But that's what I use mine for. But the kids, they're awesome, especially if they're athletes.
Mm.
Because when you're in between, you know, or you take off your soccer cleats, you just slide on a pair of Crocs.
Nice.
Or versus another pair of tie shoes or whatever.
Are they waterproof?
Yeah.
They are. So pretty.
I use that loosely.
Yeah.
I mean, there's holes in them.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean,
but the
sole, they're
the sole of them is, yes.
Oh, okay,
and,
that's what I was wondering.
And you can wash them. Like when my kids had, one of my daughters, I think, had like five pair. Like she had like all these different colors, right?
Wow.
But you can actually just like put them in your, you can put them in your sink with some dish soap and just scrub them up. So I don't know. I think they're fine. They don't bother me. I do think it's weird when I see grown men wearing them with their Zubas, going to get snacks at the gas station.
It's
I think that's a little weird. Like, put on some tennis shoes, dude.
Come on, man.
But, you know, whatever.
I'm with you on that. Oh, I'm so 1,000% with you on that. But as far as kids go and everything, you had me at easy to clean. I would be definitely putting these on my kids.
Well,
like,
and then we laugh because the strap, the adventure strap, like goes most of the time it's flipped forward and you just slide your foot in. And so we always laugh about when you need your adventure strap or not, to go around the back of your foot. So I don't know. I'm indifferent to them. The shoes that really kind of weird me out that are like Crocs are those ones that where your toes actually, they go around your toes.
Yeah.
Like they look like frog feet. Like, those weird me out.
I've never worn a pair of those. I've never worn a pair of Crocs. So I don't know what they feel like, but it's all about the feeling to me. Like, I look at them and I'm like, I would not like that.
So
I've got clown shoes for feet. I've got size 12s and, I know. I don't even know if they make Crocs for my feet. I don't know.
They do.
I'm sure they
But I think that they're just like, I don't know. The Crocs, like, I mean, they're just like a big pair of slippers, right?
Yeah.
It's all good. But the Shrek ones, those are kind of cute. If I had a little that liked those, I'd be all over it.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't let them wear them too often, though, because like you were saying, the back strap, that thing's going to get nasty quick.
Hopefully you can take the fur off.
It's a good nasty donkey. It's a good nasty.
It is brown. I mean, so who cares?
Yeah, there you go. We're taking a break. We're coming back and doing some celebrating with Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today with a high of 71. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 47. Highs around 78 tomorrow, mainly clear.
upper 60s, Sunday and Monday, with showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We would encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on Facebook and Instagram, wherever we are. You can get a hold of us and get us those birthdays and anniversaries.
You know, I was just thinking about Misty's. It's like a perfect morning for a cup of coffee and a piece of pie.
Yes, yes. Get on over there. Order one of the hardest decision you're going to have to make is what flavor you want to get a Brian's pies. Yeah. And if you're celebrating a birthday, be sure to get over there. Let them know it's your birthday. You get a free slice of one of Brian's
pies. Even better.
So let's see if any of these people there, all these people here can go. Let's go ahead and get into the qualifiers. I need a 1 through 3.
3.
All right, that gives us that, and we can, and I need a 1 or a 2.
Uno.
And a 1. All right, there we go. So we first up want to wish a very happy birthday to Chuck Gibbons.
Happy birthday, Chuck.
Enjoy your day. We hope it's a good one for you, sir. And a happy birthday to Janet Gaber.
Happy birthday, Jan.
Enjoy your day. We hope it's a good one for you, Janet. And our qualifier today, Kathy Sweet.
Happy birthday, Kathy.
Kathy, have a great one. Enjoy your day. You're our qualifier for Friday. We move on to Saturday, where we got a couple of names to mention before we get to our qualifier. First up, a happy birthday to the polka guy, Tim Hubbelt.
Hey, happy birthday, Tim.
Tim, one of our favorite people around here, one of our favorite characters here at WFHR for many, many years. We appreciate the work that he does. Be sure to catch the Sunshine Polka Show every Saturday at 7. Plays again on Sunday at 1.
You know, so when you're here, play yourself a happy birthday polka.
Yeah, there you go, Tim. and Tim does an amazing job with that show. He's mentioned to me before, I hear you say that it's the best show ever and all this stuff. Like, you're overdoing it. No, it's a genuinely great, well put together show.
Then did you tell me you don't listen?
I definitely listen. I tease Tim because he's the one that got me even to like polka a little bit.
I like it too. But it kills my kids. You know, we'll get in the car. Yeah. Now that they have their own cars, it's different. But we used to get in the car and they'd be like, do we have to listen to this? I'm like, yeah, we do.
Do we have to?
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Tim, enjoy your weekend. Have a great birthday, sir. We will talk soon. Also celebrating their 28th anniversary, Bob and Carol Hilke.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Pam's brother-in-law and sister-in-law in Palatine, Illinois. We wish them a very happy 28th. That's beautiful. The 28th, that's a good number. And our qualifier for Saturday, BJ Wilson.
Happy birthday, BJ.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. And we move on to Sunday, where we got two names on the list, and we wish a very happy birthday first to Diane Peterson.
Happy birthday, Diane.
Enjoy your day, Diane. Hope it's a great one to you. And our qualifier celebrating his 100th birthday, Mr. Paul Gross.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Certainly a name that is known in this community with the Gross Jewelers and everything.
So I have to tell you a little story. Paul is in he was in Rotary with us. And Phil Brown, who's a great historian in our area. Phil is part of Rotary. But Phil still either visits or takes Paul out weekly to Culver's for a hamburger. Because Paul loves hamburgers. So I hope you get a hamburger on your birthday, Paul.
That got me.
Isn't that
awesome.
Sweet?
That's really cool.
I love
that
it.
That is really cool. of course, Wisconsin Rapids historian, local jeweler in this area, the Gross family. And
just a
and
great
Paul.
Guy.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
It's awesome.
And you're our qualifier. Happy 100th, Paul. Happy 100th.
I hope he wins the Culver's.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's got to play the other game for the Culver's. Yeah. He hopes he wins the Misty's. There we go.
Yes,
I was just stuck on the burger thing.
I got what you
can get a burger at Misty's.
Definitely. Let's take a look at our celebrity birthdays. First up, wishing a happy birthday to Gatton Ametisaro. He's 21. That's Dustin on Stranger Things. He's the little the kid with the kind of bigger hair and stuff.
I've only seen a couple of episodes of that, and I usually just catch it because someone else in the house has it on. But I do know who you're talking about because of the hair.
Yeah. Wiz Khalifa is 36, Black and Yellow, See You Again. He's got a couple of hits out there. Jonathan Taylor Thomas is 42. Randy Taylor on Home Improvement.
Home Improvement. Yeah, he was my favorite one. He was so cute.
He had a run there. Pink is 44.
Oh.
She just got done rocking the state.
Yeah.
She put on one of the biggest show by a female artist ever in Wisconsin.
So let me tell you this. On Wednesday night, I was at Kiwanis because they were presenting a check to United Way. Mm-hmm. And Special Olympics was also getting a check. So Cole Cleworth, you know, good friend of ours from Special Olympics, he raised the most for the region in the last Polar Plunge. Mm. And his prize was to go to the Pink concert.
Oh, cool.
So I sat by him Wednesday night, and that's what he was talking about. He's like, I got to go see Pink. And, and it was fabulous. He was awesome. So excited and that's so cool. Thrilled about the show.
It had been pretty cool to be at that particular show, too, with the record breaking.
For
and sure.
I don't put her at 44, though.
No.
For me, she's
I did not.
I don't know, 30?
Late, mid-30s. Yeah.
You know, 34. So I don't know.
There. Yeah. I didn't see that. I know my sister, my ex, huge fans of Pink.
Yeah.
Lorenz Tate is 48. Consummate Tate on Power. Quincy Jones and Ray. Why Do Fools Fall in Love? Great actor. Great actor. Let's see here. Another amazing actor. One of the best I've ever seen. Martin Freeman is 52 today. He is Bilbo Baggins in the Hobbit movies. Dr. Watson on the BBC's Sherlock. Tim and Jim on the Office. He was the original Jim on The Office. Martin Freeman, amazing actor. Amazing actor. And David Arquette is 52. Let me see here. Brooke Burke is 52 as well. Former Dancing with the Stars co-host. She also won the 7th season. I didn't know that. Mm. Amy Mann is 63, lead singer from Till Tuesday and Voices Carry. Remember Voices Carry?
Yes.
David Steele is 63 from Fine Young Cannibals. She drives me crazy.
I liked that song.
Yeah. Oh, a lot of people did. Yeah. interesting.
That, I was probably like in 7th grade.
Those 80s birthdays, two back-to-back 80s birthdays, and on the same, celebrating the same year and everything. That's interesting. Bernie Sanders is 82, Vermont senator. I don't like to get too into the weeds with politics or anything. As a human being, Bernie Sanders is one of those people that I just really enjoy. Whatever you feel about him politically or anything like that is here or there. For me, Bernie Sanders is means a lot, in part because Bernie Sanders is one of the people that has brought a real light to being Jewish is not about religion, really. It's a creed. It's a culture. And he has talked about this. And he's the first person I've ever really heard talk about this at great length and in detail and with insight. Most Jewish people are afraid to refer to things that way because of so much of the different stigma and the things that we've been through and all, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Just, I really admire where he goes with those conversations, and he's a great meme.
I know, that's what I was going to say. And I didn't see hardly any of those that were like truly like disrespectful. They were just funny. You know what I mean? Like he's showing up in everything, sitting with his legs crossed and his mittens on. You know, like, it was fabulous.
He's 82 and he's still, I'm sorry, but we've got way, way too many people over 70 in positions like this, man. Way too many. I'm including both sides of the aisle on that one.
Yeah, definitely.
People no longer with us. Peter Sellers, born on this day in 1925, passed away in 1980. Genius comedian. Genius. He was Inspector Clouseau in the Pink Panther movies. There wouldn't be an Austin Powers without him, basically. Austin Powers is basically a ripoff of Peter Sellers. He was also brilliant in three separate roles in Stanley Kubrick's Dr. Strangelove. He's one of his most famous roles. Peter Sellers, just an icon in comedy. It's hard to come across names bigger than his, except right the next name we have, Sid Caesar, who is one of the godfathers of comedy, really, especially in America. Sid Caesar, old school comedian. He played Coach Calhoun in Grease. He was the caveman artist in History of the World, the studio chef in Silent Movie, and one of those great faces, like especially Sid Caesar, the older guy that a lot of us, like our generation, knew a little bit, Terry.
Well, I'm quite partial to Grease, so that's where I go when there I hear his name.
Yeah. We talked about these two over on our sister station. The Sunrise Show. The great Patsy Cline, born on this day in 1932. Country legend. Classics Crazy, I Fall to Pieces. We played Walking After Midnight. I was mentioning before, her and Billie Holiday, my two favorite voices of all time, hands down. And Jimmie Rodgers, born on this day in 1897, father of country music. We talked about him pretty intensely too. And man,
and just, first inductee to the Hall of Fame.
That's incredible. That really is something. When you are the first of something, anything like that, that is just really impressive.
Unless there's no second, then,
right? That is a little different than that. Yeah. We take a look at Saturday birthdays real quick. Michelle Williams is 43. Glinda in the Oz, the Great and Powerful. She was in Brokeback Mountain as well. Michael Bublé, 48 tomorrow for Michael Bublé. And let's see here. Adam Sandler is 57 tomorrow, the Sandman. I love Adam Sandler.
What's your favorite Adam Sandler character?
Jeez. I really liked him in Punch Drunk Love. That's a more serious role of his.
I don't think I ever saw that.
But all my favorite roles of his, I like his movies a lot. I loved him on SNL. My favorite thing I think Adam Sandler ever did, if I really was pressed, is the Lunch Lady song, where it's him and Chris Farley.
I know that song. I know it.
Seeing him and Farley working together and the ending the way it is, especially with where things are now and stuff, like there's just something that is funny and sweet to me about that.
So I'm motivated in my ask. We've been invited to a party in the next couple weeks where you are asked to come as an Adam Sandler, as an Adam Sandler character or from a character of a movie of his.
That's good.
It's not, it kind of stinks. Like, I don't want to do that, but now I'm trying to come up with something.
Well, if you really come out of, like, you know, you don't know what to do, be Adam Sandler at every interview he's ever done. You just wear sweatpants and a t-shirt. Like, that's it. Like, that's all you got to do, and you're Adam Sandler. Like, maybe throw some Crocs on. I don't know. Adam is one of those people that has always been himself. Like, I respect him so much in the sense that he has never given the airs. He has never fallen into the hype machine. He has always just been Adam Sandler. He's an amazing father. We've got a beautiful wife and kids. And he has really shown in this later years of his life that comedians can act. You cannot watch Punch Drunk Love or Uncut Gems or some of these movies of his and not come away like, my God, he's a thespian. He's not just the opera man and you know, water boy in some of these characters. The man can act.
All right, how old is he today? Tomorrow.
He is going to be tomorrow 57. Jeez, I didn't really have no. Hugh Grant is 63 tomorrow, another big actor. Let's see here. Otis Redding would have been celebrating his birthday tomorrow. That's another good one right there. And we take a look at a Sunday real quick to wrap up the segment. Ryan Phillippe is 49 on Sunday. Guy Ritchie, famous director. Randy Johnson, great starting pitcher. Joe Perry, 73, lead guitarist for Aerosmith, celebrating his birthday as well. And that is going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries. We want to wish everybody celebrating out there a great one. Enjoy your birthday, celebrate, and have fun. And head on over to Misty's Menu. Get on over there right now. They're open till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Stick around for Melissa's News. We'll be back with more right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Marathon County Health and Human Services Committee voted on a resolution last night in opposition of COVID-19 mandates. The meeting was packed with community members there to speak in favor of opposing mask mandates and lockdowns. The resolution passed with a verbal vote. It will now go before the full board for consideration and possible amendments on September 21st. The current reported positivity rate for COVID-19 in Wisconsin is 14%. Masks are not mandated, but people should feel free to wear them if they choose to. Representative Derek Van Orden held a listening session and roundtable discussion with veterans in Portage County on Wednesday. Van Orden is a member of the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 10262 in Plover and serves on the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. These discussions are important and must be ongoing to fully understand the difficulties facing veterans. News 7 reports Van Orden said, "A lot of stuff said here is going to be pertinent in 6 months, but a lot of it won't. So I need to make sure that I'm in constant contact with all of our folks." The Wisconsin State Patrol's September Law of the Month is rail crossing safety. They are working to remind drivers and other users to remain alert to avoid preventable tragedies at rail crossings. About a dozen people are hurt in train-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Trains cannot make stops to prevent a crash, so drivers and pedestrians must be alert and pay attention when approaching rail crossings. Follow warning signs and signals. Do not stop on the tracks. Always assume a train track is in use and look both ways before crossing. The historic Point Bass Harvest Fair is this Saturday from 10 to 4 in Nacoosa. There will be demonstrations all day with sauerkraut making, apple pressing for cider, and corn shelling and grinding. You can visit all the historic buildings and grounds on site. The cost is $3 for adults and $1 for kids. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today with a high of 71. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 47. Highs around 78, tomorrow mainly clear. Upper 60s, Sunday and Monday, with showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 56.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10.
It's time to do some celebrating. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You call up 424-2600 and you will be our newest star of the day with our friends from Culver's. We do this every Friday. A big shout out to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. They give us an opportunity to get in your hands a family pack of four. That's 2 adult meals. That's 2 kids meals. That is a meal you don't have to cover.
That is awesome.
That there is only one thing better than Culver's.
Free.
Yes, yes. Let's go ahead and get some free Culver's to our listeners out there. Get ready to call 424-2600 and tell us what famous theme song this, what TV show this is from.
Space, a final frontier.
That was fast.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to even take that
long. I would have never gotten this in a million years, ever.
Let's see if this caller did. Good morning. What's your answer?
Star Trek.
Nice job.
Got that one right away. Let's go ahead and get it. Make it now. It's official. Now it's official. There you go. Got to get the winning bell in there. Hey, sir. Yeah, you know that one right away, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
Right, can I get your first name?
Ed.
Ed, thank you so much, Ed. Were you a Star Trek fan?
Yes, I was.
Really? Right on.
Nice.
It's interesting how you look back at TV shows and think of the iconicness of this, the game-changing that they were. And with a show, usually it's, you know, they're around 10 years, season 5, 10 seasons or whatever. Star Trek wasn't around that long, but the impact it had, you can make an argument it had the most impact of, you know, there's very few shows that had bigger impact than Star Trek, whether you're talking sci-fi or the racial edge with the kiss, the interracial kiss. So many of the different things that they did on that show were different for the time and hadn't been done before. And I think the thing that stands out to me the most about Star Trek, because I didn't grow up watching Star Trek. I've only recently seen some of the more older episodes and such. The actors all believed. They all went all in. They knew that they didn't have the greatest special effects or the greatest script, that they were doing something that other people hadn't. There wasn't a lot of sci-fi on TV, but Shatner, Leonard Nimoy, all that whole cast, they're like, we're all in. We're going to believe in these characters. We're going to believe in the lines we're saying. And that really had a big impact on the sci-fi in general.
Right.
Sir, yeah, sir, sir, did you, are you, so you're still a Trek fan? Is that that the case?
That's the case, yes. Yeah. I don't really, not too much the newer stuff, but yeah. I mean, I watch the movies of Chris Pine and
right on.
That kind of new stuff.
Cool,
yeah.
Very cool. Ed, what town are you calling us from?
Rapids.
All right on.
Awesome. Thanks for listening.
Rapids winner. Yeah, we appreciate that, Ed. You've won with us before. You know where we're at, right, Ed?
Absolutely.
I'll let you go ahead. I'll let you get going to your day, but you go ahead and stop by here anytime between 8 and 4 and pick these up, all right, sir?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, nicely done. Nicely done, Ed. Have a great weekend, man. That was good. That was good. Nicely done, Ed. Yeah, why are we doing Star Trek, especially when we've done it before? Let's be honest. We've done this one, I think, a year or two ago, I think. It is actually on this day that Star Trek premiered.
Oh, interesting. What year?
It premiered on this day in 19... So where is it now? I can't find it.
Oh, it might be...
Where did it go?
Over on the other side in that... In that box, if you scroll down a little bit,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, right down here. That's right. It premiered in 1966.
Wow.
Yeah. On September 8th in 1966, ran till June 3rd in 1969.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that it is so popular.
Yeah, well, and it didn't have that long of a run either. I thought that was part of interesting.
But too. Don't you think then, I mean, they were, it's exactly what you said, like they were sci-fi.
Yep. Yep.
So, you know, an audience that was interested in that, that was their choice.
Well, and like a lot of things in life, producers, TV shows, all that, they're a parody. So you see a success here, and it spawned off Buckaroo Banzai and like a billion other sci-fi shows and everything. Good morning. You're on the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I would be remiss if you didn't mention an Adam Sandler movie without saying Happy Gilmore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Very
Happy,
true.
Happy Gilmore has to be mentioned.
You know, especially because it has the Bob Barker reference in there and, you know, with him just passing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good. Terry and I actually, during the break, we're talking
about
that.
Yeah, that's exactly
that
the movie we went to. So good call.
Good call. Good call, man. You have a good weekend, bro.
Yeah, you too, bud.
We appreciate the call and appreciate Ed being our newest star of the day. Thanks a lot for calling up. Be listening every Friday for your opportunity to win some free Culvers from our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Get some Culvers in your life. Head on over there. Who doesn't need more Culvers? Did you have it yesterday? So, you can have more today.
Are you following me? Because I did have it yesterday.
I just know you that well. That we've been working together that long. Get some more Culvers in your life, everybody, and enjoy it. A big thank you to all of our friends, Brad and the whole gang over there at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Really appreciate them.
Absolutely.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Are you looking for help with nutrition? WFHR's current sponsor for the Kitchen's Open segment, the Southwood County YMCA, has a variety of options. Sign up for their 5-week Prevent and Thrive with Diabetes class that starts October 18th. Lunch and learn the last Wednesday of the month and watch delicious, healthy meals being prepared that you then get to eat. Visit their website, swcymca.org, to see the full list of classes and register, or call 715-818-9266.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org. When you're looking for a place to grab a bite in a cozy and welcoming atmosphere, look no further than Misty's Menu. Their small-town cafe offers homemade dishes made with fresh local ingredients. But it's not just about the food at Misty's Menu. You'll be greeted with a warm smile and friendly conversation. It's the kind of place where the waitress knows your name and makes you feel right at home. So stop on down to Misty's Menu and experience the charm of a small-town cafe. They promise you won't leave hungry or without a new friend. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Need to update your furniture? Menards is your one-stop shop with all of the latest furniture styles at the lowest prices. Plus a great selection in stock, ready to take home today. So go ahead, relax in a recliner, get cozy in a loveseat, or simply unwind with a comfy sofa. Need more seats? We've got sectionals too. Get 11% off your new furniture set now at Menards. Good through September 10th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 71. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 47. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, 78. Cooler Sunday and Monday, with highs in the upper 60s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Terry and James hanging out with you. About to do some headbanging.
Here it comes.
Have to let this play.
It's the first CD I ever bought.
Really? Wow. Yep. Oh, that is awesome. Oh, that's a good first buy. I don't know.
And I'm sure I had to save my money. Like, it wasn't like, yeah, I just had 12 bucks.
No, no. I mean, 12 bucks.
Weren't they? Like $11.99
yeah,
or something?
They were like $11.99. Yeah, yeah. Oh, and they had the huge case. Like, yeah. You could, yeah, you had to beg them to take that plastic off. And Justice for All, I think, was the first one I bought, but I definitely had that too. That intro is amazing.
Yeah, I
Such
love
a
it.
Good intro. It is National Grandparents Day, is where we start our segment here. I should say this Sunday is National Grandparents Day. So someone looked into the most popular nicknames we use for them. I think this is a fun kind of category.
Fun.
Yeah. They didn't include grandma and grandpa because those are definitely the most popular overall. But what is second? What is second to that?
Oh.
1,500 Americans were polled, and the most popular nicknames in 2023 besides grandma and grandpa are Nana and Papa.
Yeah. I was thinking that that's what it was going to be.
I love that. That just made my heart sing. That's awesome. It has a lot to do with which state you're in, though. Granny and granddad top the list in lots of states, especially in the South. Gram and gramps are big in Maine, New Hampshire, Alaska, Washington, and Wyoming. And Pop-Pop is the top nickname for grandfathers in seven states.
Really?
I thought that was an Arrested Development thing. I didn't know that people actually
like it actually was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Abdullah ranked first in states like California and Texas, Spanish speaking, of course. Paw-Paw is number one for grandpas in a few states. And Maw-Maw also got some nods.
Really?
Now the true outliers. Hawaii, Virginia, and Vermont are the only states that opt for more formal grandmother, and Rhode Island is the only state where grandfather is number one. Grandpapa is popular in Hawaii. The Russian word for grandfather, deduka, ranked first in Massachusetts. The German word oma is number one in grandmas in New Mexico. I've heard oma a number of times. Nanny is number one in Oregon and Oklahoma. And a whole lot of grandmas in New Jersey go by the Yiddish word bubby. Which is what my mother always said.
Oh, how funny. Yeah. That's awesome.
Bubby is what my mom always preferred to be called by her grandkids. That is what she has always preferred. Our family had
that is cute.
Yeah, Bubby is a very popular one in our family. The poll also asked people who their favorite grandparent is, and by almost a 3-to-1 margin, it's grandma. 44% their mom's mom, 23% said their dad's mom, 15% said their mom's dad, and 11% said their dad's dad. The remaining 7% were unsure. Of course.
Well, I mean, I guess if they don't want to call one out.
Yeah.
This is maybe the only poll where I'll give them unsure.
Yeah, honestly, the same here.
Because they might be worried that their grandma... that isn't their favorite is going to hear the poll.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that. I'm very fortunate that I did have four grandparents growing up. I just have my papa left. In our family on my dad's side, we were raised Italian, and the Italian terms for grandmother and grandfather are nana and papa. But we were made fun of, my sister and I, for this growing up, because we've always called them that. You know, even as adults, we still call them
that. Oh, yeah.
And we kind of got teased for that. So I find it hilariously just ironic and funny that that is the most popular terms now. My mom's side of the family, a little more serious. And it was always grandmother and grandfather. God help you if you called my grandfather Gramps
or
something
Pop-Pop?
Like that. No.
Papa?
Oh, dear God. That man is gone, and I can still feel his presence. Like, yeah, no. Even in passing, hey, Grandpa, can you hand me that? No. Grandfather, could you please hand me that? It had to be that specific. Like, I don't care how old you were, what age, if you were 2 or 3, or if you were 33, you had to have the terminology right with my grandfather.
Interesting.
My grandmother, my mom's mom, a little softer on it, but no, grandfather, very strict. Had to be. He wouldn't even respond to you if you didn't call him grandfather.
See, both grandpas were grandpa, and then my dad's mom was grandma, but my mom's mom was Graham. We just always called her Graham.
That's good. I like Graham. I like Graham a lot. And as we mentioned on our sister show, Sunrise Show, you know, this Sunday being Grandparents' Day, if you are fortunate to have any of your grandparents around, I encourage you to reach out to them. I know I'll be calling my papa this weekend.
And
we
got
to talk football.
If you're close, stop in and visit.
Yes.
Don't just call. Stop in and visit.
Yeah. I guarantee you that there are going to be some people out there doing that. I think that that's one of those things that you don't have to get a lot of people a call. We got to go to grandma and grandpa's. Like most people, they want to, you know. I literally wouldn't be here without my nan and papa. They took me in. What a knucklehead I was. And I got sent up here, and they helped raise me after raising 7 kids of their own and in retirement. And my nana being a former nurse and working so many other jobs. My papa, like my grandfather, were Marines, fought in World War II and in Korea. I couldn't imagine my life without these influences. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a great idea to be able to tell these people this. I never really got the chance to tell my grandfather any of this. Him and I had a very difficult relationship. My grandmother, I was fortunate enough to be able to, and my nana certainly understood what matriarch she was. Spend some time with your grandparents.
And you know what? Ask them. I think it's cool. Ask them a story.
Yes.
Like, ask them something about their childhood or about your parent. Or, you know what I mean? Just like, I don't know, kind of drum up some of that conversation of their memory and what they recall.
I think another great way to honor them is also to maybe share some memories of them, maybe looking at pictures of them if you don't have your grandparents anymore. And certainly, like, I embodying so much of what they tried to teach us and tried to instill in us. I think that is a good way of doing it, too. And certainly, we have a lot of retirement homes around here. We've got a lot of seniors around this area.
Go adopt a grandparent.
Yes.
Yes.
Why we don't have more of that. I love Big Brothers Big Sisters. I worked with Big Brothers Big Sisters. I was a big brother at one point out in California. I love that organization. I'd love to see something like that for our seniors. I really think that would be beneficial to our society in general. Be a part of Meals on Wheels if you can. That's a great organization. ADRC, reach out to our local ADRC and be a part of that as well.
And I think it's cool having something like Grandparents Day. I mean, they don't want a gift. Keep your money.
No.
They want want you to visit them.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. The best use of your time, stopping in and visiting.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's wrap up the hour with this, Terry. And I think, because Terry's going to be leaving us for the next hour, so we want you to have a good weekend, of course, Terry. Beer goggles is where we're wrapping up.
Oh, sweet!
The idea that alcohol makes ugly people attractive may not be true after all. A new study found beer goggles might just be a myth. Now, every guy that's ever had another guy tell him this, or I've heard women say the same thing, knew that this wasn't true already. But we've always leaned into this. Previous studies have had volunteers look at random photos and rate how attractive people were. And those studies did find we see people as hotter if we've had a few drinks. But the new study added another wrinkle to that, though.
All right.
This time, it was closer to the actual experience of being a single person at a bar, and volunteers were told they'd be meeting, quote, meeting the people in the photos. For some reason, that made a difference. Being sober or drunk didn't matter. They rated people. They rated people's looks the same either way.
Oh, interesting.
The study did find there's another term we use that is pretty accurate, though. Alcohol really can be liquid courage. After rating the photos, volunteers were asked to pick the people they wanted to meet in person. And after a few drinks, they were almost twice as likely to choose the ones they'd rated as being the hottest. In other words, we're definitely more likely to walk right up and shoot our shot if we've had a shot or two.
But think about that. I mean, that...
It's not surprising.
The liquid courage thing is kind of legit, right? I'm not saying it should happen or that you should do it, but but it does. You throw your inhibitions to the wind, right?
Absolutely.
Like it's like, okay, now or never.
I was actually just talking with Ashley about this the other day. I'm one of these weird people. Like you can put me in front of 1,000 people, I don't get nervous one bit. I mean, a tiny bit because I care about things.
Sure,
but I don't get.
But you're not like dying.
No,
yeah.
But there could be if there's a pretty girl in a room and I'm supposed to talk to her, or I want to talk to her, or something like that. Hi. I like plants. Plants are nice. I'm just an idiot. I'm a complete fool. I have never been, and I'm the same as I was when I was 12, and I first kissed a girl, and she ran away, as I am at 46. It has not grown. I have not evolved at all. I wish I have. I wish I did. I hate this. I don't like it, but it is what it is. Liquid courage is probably the only reason that I ever actually have danced with a girl at a bar.
It's probably the only reason.
The beer goggles thing, though, I've never really seen that. That's never really affected me. I know plenty of people that it does, though.
Oh, yeah. Or don't you think? Well, whatever. I think once your judgment is impaired in general...
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
it's not necessarily about the looks of the person.
No. It is what time is it? It's 1:30 in the morning? Okay. Let's be honest about this sometimes, you know?
These are the choices I have.
Yes. The herd is thinned. You got to make your choices. You got to figure out what you're doing.
Blame it on the beer.
Blame it on something, all right, yeah. We actually are lucky we didn't get in more trouble on that segment. We could have gotten in a lot more trouble.
Well, my tongue's hurting a little bit.
Yeah, I've been biting on my inside cheek right there. We are so excited. We have got some really fun things going on here at the station. First up, we're going to kick off next hour talking with our friend Mike Clemens. Mike is joining us for the first time. He is Civic Media Sports, kind of a director, sports czar around here. We're going to talk about the Green Bay-Chicago game coming up this Sunday.
Cool.
We're looking forward to that. We've got great stuff on our radio dial as well coming up a little bit later today during Midday Magazine. Join us as we wrap it up for the week in part one. Madison Rafter, Executive Director of the Southwood County Maine Society, going to join us. And in part two, we are going to talk with Connie Tomsky-Fayville, FRM President, and we'll have somebody else in as well. With FRM Fest this weekend, we already got the chance to talk with Connie about the bands. Connie and I want to really get into what FRM is and how much it helps this community, what it puts back into this community, and why this fest is so important.
Yeah, that's great.
Looking forward to that. And, of course, got great football on your radio dial tonight. Join us on our sister station, WIRI, at 640, Lincoln High School at Spash, fighting for that jug.
That's right. Bringing it home.
God, you remember this game in school?
Absolutely.
So
and it's the
huge.
Same,
yes.
But it's still the same. And it's like, and it's really funny because my dad, Papa, was talking about that with the girls about how, like, when he was in high school and how there was always a fight after the game.
Yeah.
Always. I mean, of course, that's frowned upon. And it was then, too. I'm not. But I mean, like, that was always a thing. after the Rapids Point game, there was going to be a fist fight.
It always seemed to. Yeah, and it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a dog, a real fight out there this weekend, tonight on WIRI. Join us is Randy Paul on the call. Michael going to be tag teaming that with him. And a shout out to Seth and Katie, who are going to be covering the game. I got like the fourth quarter I'll cover. That doesn't count. Seth and Katie will be producing that game for you. So we're looking forward to
that. That'd be
great. And we've been really enjoying the last couple of weeks of getting our new logos on you out there. We have got two new logos for WIRI and WFHR. If you haven't seen them yet, you can go to our webpage, civicmedia.us, to see them. Otherwise, go to our Facebook pages. And we want to get these shirts on you, everybody. Real quick, shout out to Rebecca Sullivan, our graphic designer here at Civic Media, marketing specialist. Working with her has been great. We got a rollout coming up of naming our WIRI chicken. That's going to be coming up next week or
there
so.
We go.
And we're looking forward to that. And we're looking forward to getting these shirts on everybody in town. Literally, everybody in Central Wisconsin, we want to own one of these shirts. Call up right now, 424-2600. Just tell us something you love about WFHR. Just tell us one thing you like about this station.
I mean, you can say us, but you can say really whatever you want.
That is, I'm teeing you up to say us. No, I'm not kidding. Say whatever you like. As long as you know your shirt size, we'll get you a shirt. That's all you got to know. That's it. And I think that's a good bar on a Friday morning.
Yeah.
It's not so bad.
Low-hanging fruit, man.
Yeah. 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation and let us know something you love about WFHR. We'll get one of these new shirts on you. And you could choose if you want a WFHR one or WIRI one. It's up to you. Dealer's choice. Or winner's choice, as
wow,
it is.
Wow, we are just pulling out all the stops around here.
Terry, have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us. And we'll talk to you all sooner than later. We got another hour coming up right here on... Oh, I like the way Chuck does this.